Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-ray Zulu, WA2AXZ from the K2IRT group. How you doing tonight?
Okay, got you that time. Yeah, pretty good. Name here is Guy. Location right now is Canarsie, Brooklyn. And heading home. How about yourself?
I just down the road from you. I'm at near King's Plaza. Near King's Plaza in Brooklyn over here. Flatbush and Avenue U, neck of the woods there. Over here at the home QTH. Getting ready to start the K2I argument. Where's the home QTH? Up in the Canarsie area?
No, actually over in Marine Park.
Yeah, right down the road, yeah. All you have to do is look for the old farmhouse in Marine Park and you can find me.
The old farmhouse? Now you have me intrigued.
Well, you know where it is, right? At 36?
Okay, my niece just bought a house on 37th. I believe it's 37th. 37th and Fillmore.
It's right around the corner. Right around the corner. Couldn't pick the better place.
She picked it up about a year ago. She's the first house off the corner on the left-hand side. She just got married, and her and her newly husband picked up that house, and they're quite happy with it.
Sounds good. Yeah, this is a good area over here so far. And, yeah, quite a few hands floating around here in Brooklyn. I've been over here, well, the family's had the house for 55 years, so haven't gone too far.
Yeah, I can't say the same for me. Well, actually, I could. My family had the house for, about 90 years in, I guess that would be Cobble Hill, Brooklyn, off of, what's that, just south of Brooklyn Heights. And that's where I grew up, and three generations of the family grew up in that house, in the brownstone. And, that's where we started, and I moved to the other side of Brooklyn.
I tell you, it's pretty good over there. I'm happy to see that they're cleaning things up over here in the neighborhood. They just rebuilt the exterior of the farmhouse. They had a grand reopening about 2 weeks ago. They'll start doing some museum tours there. They'll have to restore the inside of the house. It's getting to look good there. You guys, you got to hold on a second here. Let me just put out a call for the rest of the K2IRD gang, if that's okay.
Most certainly. This is KB2 YEW. We'll be listening off frequency.
K2YEW, you got the K2IRD group. Just saying good evening to everybody in the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. We've got Moby here, WA2AXZ, your host tonight for the K2IRTNet, Thursday from 8 to 9 o'clock, unless we have the once-a-month face-to-face meeting. Right now, we're just going to open it up for check-ins. You've got the K2IRT group. Come on in.
K2IRT, KC2DXM.
KC2, DXM, do we have anyone else?
WB2YZX.
We got WB2YZX, got Charlie out there. Another call, again, this is the K2IRT radio group. Any check-ins for tonight?
KF2WR.
Got Andy, KF2WR. And one last call. Anyone else would like to join us tonight? You don't have to be a member. This is an open forum.
KB2, YEW Mobile, we'll be on for a bit.
We got KB2, YEW, Guy out in Canarsie. Ah, very good. All right, just want to welcome everybody to tonight's little chat on the K2IRT group. Had a very busy week, and first of all, I just want to thank the gang from K2IRT from the bottom of my heart for all the kind letters, the flowers, and everything for Mom's funeral this past Wednesday. It was really touching, and guys, I just want to thank everybody once again. With that, we'll turn it over to KC2DXM to come in and say a few words. Come on in and say a few words.
Toby and all the people in the group, let me give you this opportunity to offer my condolences and your loss. I was away on sick leave for a while, so I got, you know, the information from the group that you had printed. It was a very nice gesture on your part to give everybody an insight of, you know, your mother's life, you know, through the years. And no matter what, you know, I guess there's going to be a void. You're going to miss her. But as with everybody, life must go on. Saw your picture in QST. Never knew really what you looked like. But you look very good there with that apparatus around there. And as I had said before, I'm looking very, very patiently into seeing that TV program on Tesla and seeing all the goodies. So we'll, you know, possibly see you doing your bit in the very near future. This is KC2DXM.
Hi, KC2DXM and the K2IRT group.
Yeah, that's the Modern Marvels TV show will be on, according to them, May 14th. They didn't put a time out there because each time zone is different. But if you check your listings, you get a chance to see, you see me, you see Joe Cunningham, you get a chance to see a fellow, Joe Kinney, who's the chief engineer of the Hotel New Yorker where Tesla lived and passed away also. We did a lot of work on the show, but like everything else, it's a one-hour show, and when you start cutting down for commercials, if we're lucky, we get 40 minutes on there, and we'll see how much material they used according to the producer and everything else. One interesting thing, though, I was talking to the production team, and they seemed to be interested in what we were talking about with Tesla's invention of radio and radio frequencies, and of course amateur radio, that we put the production team in touch with the headquarters at ARRL, and right now the guys at ARRL are speaking with Modern Marvels, and we may have another ham radio show coming out of Modern Marvels. If we find out anything, guys, we'll pass it along. Let's give it over to Charlie now, WV2YZX. Come on in, Charlie.
K2AXZ and again, WB2YZX. Okay, Multi, welcome back. And again, my condolences and, excuse me, I'm going to sneeze. Maybe not. Missed you the other night, of course, and at any rate, good to hear you on here again. So, I'm fighting off a cold here, and I feel like I'm going to sneeze, but it won't come out. So let me just say good evening to everyone right now. Let me give it over to you so I can sneeze without over-modulating. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
WB2YZX, you know, it's a shame that they don't have the sneeze button on these microphones. I know they have it on the professional mics, so when the radio announcer feels one coming on, he just hits the button quick, gives it a shot, and then comes back as though nothing ever happened there. But again, Charlie, to you and everybody, thanks a lot. I do really appreciate it. I really appreciate it. Let's go see what Andy's doing. Not that we haven't seen Andy in the past 3 hours. How you doing, Andy? Is the home QTH?
Hey, good evening all. Andy, KS2WR here, down Woodbridge, New Jersey. With the antenna mounted on top of the weather gas grill outside. I hope we're making the trip to the
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to that show. That's going to be pretty good. I don't know if you got a chance to catch today. I think all week, actually. Channel 4 in the morning running this whole thing about underneath New York. And they did a part this morning about the Waldorf Astoria, the Roosevelt tracks, and that history bullet train car under there. I've seen it before on the history channel, but Channel 4 did a pretty good job this morning.
Channel 4 does pretty good. Metro North has a PR man, Dan Brooker, and I'm gonna, you know, Joe Cunningham and I, we always cringe when we see him. We're gonna change his name to Misinformation, because there's a lot of stuff that he puts out about Grand Central and under the Waldorf. You have to take with a grain of salt, but again, he opens doors, and what I do in my job, I open doors to all these people so they get a chance to see what's really happening behind the scenes. Yeah, that train is interesting down there. It's a one-of-a-kind. They thought that's the car that held the FDR's private limousine, and they used to bring the limousine onto an elevator and right up into the hotel. I can see the president doing that now. Can you imagine all the reporters hanging around and waiting? That would be very interesting. But there was a little bit more peace and decorum with the press corps 60 or 70 years ago. All right, let's give it up to Guy now. KBQ-YEW. And see if he got back to the home QPH. Come on in, Guy.
Roger, thanks. Perfect timing. I'm just pulling up now. Want to offer my condolences. Sorry for your loss. And one question. I heard the whole thing about the show coming up, but I missed the date and the channel. If you guys could, I don't know if it's the History Channel, Discovery Channel, and I think you said May 15th, if I'm not wrong.
Right, it is the History Channel, Modern Marvels. Modern Marvels, it's supposed to be May 14th. They're doing a one-hour special on Tesla. And Nikola Tesla has been ignored for years, yet his contributions to RF radio frequencies, high tension, electrical fields, and of course, you and I wouldn't be sitting here today in a nice, well-lighted room if not for his discoveries in alternating currents. But everyone seems to be bowing down to Edison. Edison is the premier being. But Edison, you know, not to take anything away from Tom Edison. Tom Edison really lit the fuse, like the Chinese firecracker, the light fuse get away. And he started everybody's imagination going. He started with his DC system, and everything took off from there. Go ahead.
Roger. Yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, we're definitely going to jot that down as soon as we get to the house, which should be momentarily. I want to thank you guys for having me on the net here. It's been a pleasure. Thanks for the company on the way home. And again, my condolences. And hopefully we'll catch you out there again. So everybody out there, if I don't catch you later on this evening, have yourself a good evening. And catch you later. This is KB2YEW Mobile. We'll be clear after your final. 73s, everybody.
Guy, well, thanks for being aboard today. Again, we're on the frequency usually every Thursday from 8 to 9, unless we have the beginning of the month face-to-face meeting. And then we just get together at the Power Control Center or 2 Broadway. We're the New York City Transit Amateur Radio Club. Got everybody from buses and subways to engineering to power and we're open pretty much to anybody when we do our on Thursday night. So if you happen to hear us again, feel free to join us, Guy. Go ahead.
Thank you very much. I'll be looking out for you. No doubt. Okay, 73s everybody again. Have yourself a good evening. This is KB2 YEW. We'll be clear. Good night.
Good night, the Guy. And we'll pause a moment and see if anyone else would like to check in. Again, this is the K2 IRQ Radio Group. Come on in. The KC2 station, if you can move to a window, if you've got a handheld, we're losing the last end of the call letter there. Try one more time, please.
Tango Echo Lima.
Much better, KC2 Tango Echo Lima. Come on in and make one. You got the K2 IRQ Radio Group. Name here is Bob.
My name here is Bob also. My location is Garfield, New Jersey. And I think I spoke to you maybe 2 weeks ago.
Probably did. We talked to quite a few people along the way there, Bob. How's everything in Garfield?
Okay, cloudy, just like it probably is by you. A long time ago, back in the 1970s, I used to listen to a ham radio operator in Pennsylvania. His call was WA3PUN. He was also a big proponent of Nikola Tesla.
You have quite a few of the historians, myself included. Got KA4UET down in Covington, Kentucky. That's Chris, and you have a whole Tesla society out there. Just trying to bring his name to the forefront. And it's a slow job. It takes some time to get some recognition. But the doors have been open now, and bit by bit, we're going to get more recognition more. In fact, this September, the IEEE, the International Electrical Engineers and Electronic people, are going to have a special commemoration and a plaque unveiling at the Hotel New Yorker, designating that part of the historic site. Yes.
Well, I always see that hotel when I come into New York by bus. And I always think of Nikola Tesla when I see it.
I have to tell you one funny anecdote about the hotel. Here you go. You got the main proponent of alternating current, Nikola Tesla, living in a hotel to this very day, whose backbone systems are still run on DC. I was in the hotel with the chief engineer last year, and they have large rectifiers. They took out the steam engines. I'm serious. They had piston steam engines generating direct current, but they put large rectifiers in. And the main air conditioning system, the laundry, the elevators, everything to this day is still direct current. So how's that for the master of AC living in a DC building? Go ahead. Well, thanks for stopping by here. Hang in there. We're going to go to the top of the list, and it's a short list tonight. We'll go down the line here, and we'll turn it over to KC2DXM. Come on in and make one. We got the K2IRT, New York City Transit Radio Group.
Well, that was an interesting bit of information about the Hotel New Yorker, that they never really modernized the equipment I mean, it must go back a number of years, I mean, if everything is working on DC. So it's got to be probably a nightmare to try and keep it up and running, because, I mean, how many people would supply equipment for stuff like that? It's sort of like what we have over here with our system. We're very unique. I want to just say, you didn't check in, but AA2DS was the AmFest chairman for the Orange County Amateur Radio Club, and we had a pretty nice turnout. It was a nice get-together with people that traveled from various areas. With the cost of fuel, I think we're going to see a lot of downfall as far as people traveling in great distances, you know, to AmFest, unless, you know, it's a real big one like Dayton. But hopefully we can keep our hobby still active, where people get an opportunity to meet each other in a face-to-face environment. So it's up to us, I guess, to keep that going. This is KC2DXM.
Katie Codex, portable, checking in.
KC2NX checking in. Yeah, hold on a second, please. But the KC2DXM, the New Yorker Hotel right now is undergoing a modernization. They have, just to give a brief description, they used to have piston-driven generators in the basement. After the piston engine generators were retired, they put in a monster marine diesel engine that ran a direct current generator. That thing is still there. On top of that, they brought in the Con Edison feeds, and the Con Edison 60-cycle feeds went through four big rectifiers to make the 12208-44DC for their subsystem. Now, they were feeding all this equipment off of the old switchgear, the old marble panel. It looks like something out of Frankenstein. Believe it or not, they're modernizing the switchboard. They're keeping the DC. They're going to keep DC. They're going to be self-sufficient. They're still going to rectify the DC through a new switchgear and still keep the old subsystems running. Go ahead.
DXM, still there?
Hello, be like, that's very interesting. What they have is actually two systems, because I guess people that, you know, want to use whatever equipment they bring as hotel guests, they're going to want to have AC so they can plug in those devices. So it must be a very complicated power distribution system in that building.
Well, right now the hotel is self-sufficient, and they do have a new set of dual fuel. It's a combination of natural gas and diesel generators that make AC. And they do have AC in the room, so if you have an alarm clock or anything, you can plug in, and of course you can run your TVs and everything off of AC. But again, the laundries, the power using facilities, the air conditioning, the heating, they have a monster water pumping system and a tank up on the upper floors there with millions of gallons of water. Again, they decided to keep with DC. They're very happy with it, and they'll probably be very happy with it for the next 5 decades or so. Okay, hold on a second. We're going to go down the list, and then we'll get over to Steve. WB2YZX, how's that pollen treating you?
W2AXZ, WB2YZX, and good evening to everyone. And yeah, Tesla does bring back some memories for me too. I remember when I was in high school, I was in the science club, and you know, every year they have a science fair, and everybody's got to come up with something interesting. And I wanted to build something, you know, very impressive, and you know, that would make a lot of sparks. And my mother saw me playing with some gadgets. She said, "What are you?" I said, "I'm making a Tesla coil." She said, "What's that?" I said, "Forget it, you wouldn't understand." And she went behind my back and saw what it was and said, "You are not making a Tesla coil." And it's probably a good thing because I might have burned the house down. And I had a 15,000 volt neon sign transformer I found somewhere, and I had to keep that under wraps for the longest time too. But the ice is bad enough you have to deal with my ham radio all of those years. So enough of that. Over to you, Lobby.
Yeah, I pretty much had to do the same thing over here. As I said, when I was growing up, I had my mom and dad over here, and I always heard her yelling at me, "You're that damn ham radio!" And I could never live that down. Even to the last, even the week before she passed away, she looked at me. She said, "You're still jabbering. You're right. You're using your gum." Sounding like a washwoman on the radio there. So she had a high opinion of the radio. Can't understand why. But her generation was the KDKA, the old crystal earphone generation there. All right, let's go over to Andy now, KF2WR, see what he has to say. Come on into the K2IRT group.
KF2WR, yes? You know, it's funny we're on a Tesla topic tonight. I was a member of the Tesla Society here in New Jersey. We took me on 10 meters on Sunday afternoon, probably about 8 or 10 years ago. And I'm actually rummaging the ham shack right now looking for, I had a certificate from the Tesla Society. I'm just rummaging around here making a bigger mess than ever trying to find it. KF2WR.
Andy, I remember you brought in some QSL cards from the Tesla Society, and I scanned them into the computer, so if you can't find them, I think I have them living on my computer as a JPEG file there. But, you know, it's something that, you know, you take something that's obscure, is relatively forgotten, yet you look at Niagara Falls, the power systems that were put in over there, and the great powerhouses all across America and the world. And everyone looks at that and they say, oh, Thomas Edison. Yet 99% of the technology that he invented 125 years ago is still in operation today. Hey, hold on one second here. Let's go pick up the Steve now, KD2NX, and see what he has to say. Come on in, Steve.
Good evening, all. Oh, my goodness. Oh, I'm losing it here. W2AXD with the K2IRT group, KD2NX. Portable in Kingsburg, New Jersey. Just going for my walk under cloudy skies. Very, very interesting. A hotel that still has DC capabilities, that's pretty slick. There's not an awesome lot going on here, Moby, just working and traveling and sleeping, and hadn't made the net the last couple of weeks, just I wanted to point out to grab some dinner, so the timing's a little bit off. I'm going to try and make it in here tonight. That's been a little bit too often here. Send an envelope to you to the home address, and I hope you got it, and it arrived okay, and at least made this file. So other than that, that's really about it. It's a warm, muggy day up at 27 yard today. Drilled out some of the IRT museum cards to go back to the Court Street Museum, and move some other equipment around, and that was my day. WA2AXC and the K2IRT group, K82NX, portable.
K82NX, you got WA2AXC for the K2IRT group there. Yeah, I got it. Again, to you and the whole family there, Steve, thank you very much. I do appreciate it.
As I said, I've been getting cards and letters from everybody, and I've been sending, at least from my side, you know, a letter to everybody, and you've got a letter coming to you, too, with, again, thanks from the bottom of my heart there. It's been a very interesting past couple of months, and when you get the letter, you get a chance to read what I have in the letter, and you get a chance to get a little insight of what we've had to contend with over the past couple of months, and especially over the past 7 years there, Steve. But just talking about Tesla, and of course, Guy was talking about Dayton earlier. I'm leaving Tuesday morning. I'm getting in my Jeep, hooking up the camper, and I'm chasing out to Dayton. Going to make a stop first over in Washington, Pennsylvania. It's on the West Virginia border. That's the old homestead over there. Do a quick visit. And then I'll head over to Dayton by Wednesday, meet up with Tom, KCAQJ, and the rest of the 1721 and the 7272 Rancher group. A lot of cancellations. That's what I can tell you guys. There's been a lot of cancellations. Talking to the KOA campground owners there, the gas prices are really doing a number. Hold on a second. Again, what we're going to do is, I've been to Dayton the past 4 or 5 years now, and I'll be able to see how it's been affected just by going out in the backyard of the Harrah Arena, where they have all the stalls and everything, where they sell their new and used equipment outside. Over the years, I've noticed that, the first time I was there, was it 2002 or so, they had a full backyard. Everything, it was packed. Wall-to-wall people, wall-to-wall vendors. And as time went on, they started cutting back a little bit to where there were more and more open spaces. So this will tell the tale right now, how far the Dayton Ham Veteran is going to go. The gang is actually talking about changing the venue and going to Orlando, Florida, right in the beginning of February for the Florida Ham Veteran. Heck, who knows? Let's see what happens. Okay, let's turn it over to KC2TEL. Come on in, Bob. Come on in and make one.
Hello, Sam. I'm sorry to hear about your mother. Other than that, I really don't have much time to say. So I'll just listen on.
Again, thank you very much. I do appreciate it. And as I said, the family goes on. All of us have had losses in our family there. And it's sad, especially for the kids. And I was pretty well broken up over it, too. Because I was the caretaker for so many years. And then to come home to an empty house was very interesting over here. So we'll work through it. I think when I get out to Dayton, that'll take a lot of the stuff off my mind for a little bit, at least. Get a chance to get away from New York City. Okay, with that, again, this is the New York City Transit K2IRT Radio Group, heard every Thursday night from 8 to 9 o'clock, unless we meet face to face. You don't have to be a member of New York City Transit at K2IRT to join, so if anyone would like to check in, come on now.
KB2VQ checking in.
KBTUK checking in. VEQ, come on in. Val and Acorn, how you doing?
A great Lobi. I just popped in for a minute and I got to go right back out, but I just couldn't resist having to come down to the radio and just say hello and pop in. And I'm going to pop back out and probably back in before the end. And I think I heard someone else in there. And just say hello. This is KB2VEQ.
Right, Matt. Well, the door is always open there.
And I think in the upcoming weeks we'll have to spend more time getting things together. I think this is pretty well going to be a low-key field day. We're going to have to get more of the other guys in power involved to open the doors and do things. But now that things are going to hopefully quiet down for me, I could spend more time out in the field day site getting things together, and we'll make it a success. We're getting everything going quite nicely over there. All right, with that, let's go to the top of the list. Guy cleared, but we'll go back to KC2, DXM. You got the K2IRT group.
Well, the last weekend, I believe, there was that ham fest up in New Hampshire. I think they call it the Horse Traders. And I asked KJI to look around while he was up there for a rig. And what I was asking him to look for was a Johnson pacemaker. Another buddy of mine that belongs to my club, he was down at that ham fest in Orlando, Florida. And I asked him to look around when he went down there. So I'm going to ask you, in your travels, you know, I just like to get an idea of what the going prices are for them. The Johnson pacemaker was early 60s, single sideband and AM and CW transmitter that was relatively low power and designed to really be used with a linear amplifier. So in your travels, if you walk around and happen to see something like that, I would, you know, appreciate if you could maybe get some information from the seller, and maybe I could contact them later on. I'm going to talk to KJI also, because he's going, of course, to Dayton as a dealer. I'm going to, you know, ask him to do the same thing. Just to get an idea of, you know, what they're going for. They didn't sell too many. They were pretty expensive in their day, and people bought other things, because sideband wasn't really a big thing at that time. But if you could, I'd appreciate it. This is KC2DXM.
Hey, 52DXM, you got the K2IRT group. Yeah, we'll take a look for you. Matter of fact, what I'd like you to do, check out the K2IRT website, and you've got my email at work. Not my WA2AXZ@ARRL email, but you've got my the New York City Subways email on the site. And what you do is, sometime during Dayton weekend, or let's see, maybe this coming Wednesday or Thursday, send me an email as a reminder, because I'll have my BlackBerry with me. I'll still get that email out at Dayton, and this way here I'll have a direct line to you, and I can tell you if I find anything, and who knows, you never know, I may pick the thing up. Go ahead.
Really appreciate that. Like I said, I'm going to speak to Gene KJI. Gene has a Johnson pacemaker that he uses. I know someone else that has one, and he's spoken that he may sell it, but, you know, that's a long story. It belonged to a guy named Bob Reynolds. He's an old-timer from up in Saugerties, New York. He bought it at Dayton that was practically brand new in the box, and sold it to a buddy of his who still has it. So there may be a possibility I could buy it from him, but, you know, that may go on for quite some time until he decides to maybe want to part with it. But I appreciate that. Thank you so much, KC2DXM.
One funny story with Gene. 2 years ago, I chased out to Dayton, and I started poking and prodding and looking around, and I finally said to myself, I'm going to break down and get a handheld. So I started looking at the ICOM T7 something or other, T7H. It's a 2-meter 440. It's got all the little miniature bells and whistles on it. And I was looking around. Finally, I came up to Gene, and I met Gene, and Gene is looking at me, and I've been over at Gene's shop a couple of times. And don't you know, I bought the handheld from Gene. And the joke was that I could have just gone over the George Washington Bridge 25, 30 miles and picked it up from a shop. But I had to drive 768 miles to Dayton to get it from Gene out there. So that radio was well traveled. Okay, let's give it over to Charlie now. WB2, why? I'm going to make one, Charlie.
Z, WB2YZX. Very good. Yeah, I can, I know what you're talking about with the cancellations for Dayton. So you're driving 700 some odd miles or even longer than that, that gets to be kind of expensive, to say the least. So maybe even worse next year, because I'm sure it's not going to go down, the price of gas prices, anytime soon. So, that guy might even be cheaper to fly out there. Who knows? But I always wondered, maybe you can answer this, Moby. How did this whole Dayton thing come about? Why did they make this big event every year in Dayton? And tell you the truth is, I couldn't think of any reason to go to Dayton other than the Hamfest.
I think the Dayton Ham Fest started 40 to 50 years ago with a ham radio club that was out in Dayton, Ohio. And they had the land, they had the property, and it was a very big draw for Middle America simply because Ohio is practically in Middle America. It was close enough for the majority of the American ham radio operators to make a trek to Dayton. And enjoy a hamster, get together and see each other. It's, again, being centrally located, it worked out quite nicely. With modern air travel now, the Florida one, the one that they hold in Orlando, is starting to get rather large. There are quite a few people just hopping on a plane and going down. It must be nice to have all those extra bucks to hop on a plane and head down there. But as I said, Hamfest is changing slowly but surely. If not for the travel, if not for the gas prices, I think the internet is slowly doing all these vendors in. Back to you, Charlie.
KA2KDQ, good evening.
Anyway, 100% right. I think the internet has changed. Things about everything, every rig I've purchased in the last few years has been it's been over the internet, really. In fact, I rarely even have to make a phone call these days, but, yeah. Okay, so that's an interesting bit of history there. And, by the way, we still got some rig. I saw I got a bunch of QSL cards from the, DX cards from the Bureau, a couple of weeks ago. It seems we're still getting cards from our special event we did in 2004, so they're still coming in. So over to you, Lobie, and you can give it over to Rich, I guess. WA2AXZ, WB2YZX.
Hi, Charlie. While you were talking, someone
called out they'd like to make a contact. That station, come in, please.
Go right ahead.
Thank you, gentlemen, and good evening. Station 12 WC, I'm Blake Kitchener.
K2 OWC, you got the K2 IRT group. What can we do for you?
Yeah, I was just making the call. I was just wondering if my friend was on. I just wanted to let him know to give me a call. Cell phone.
And for yours, make the call.
Thank you. KC2LWP, M2AK Jack, Domenico.
Safe driving out there. And we just had KA2KDQ check in. Come on in and make one, Rich.
Okay, good evening to you, Lobie, and everybody who's in the group. First, I would like to say I came back from Israel Sunday morning, and Monday when I came into work, I threw all my emails, including the one about the passing of your mother. So, Bobby first legend being maybe one of the last people to express my condolences on your loss. After losing my father last July, I know the feeling quite well. And a couple of people said, I did see you in QFC when I went through my back now, and hopefully I'll be able to at least make a visit of that program that you're going to be on in May 14th. So that was the story. I was in Israel for about 3 weeks, Passover holiday, and I did have an opportunity to get on the some of the repeaters in the in Israel, in Jerusalem and in Tel Aviv. And while I was on two of the Tel Aviv repeaters, after I finished, I got detained by security at the American Embassy for a while because they saw it. When they saw me using my radio that I was doing some suspicious activity. But I was able to assure them I wasn't. I was just communicating. And I said to the person at one point, tell your contact inside that if he goes to the site, QRZ.com, and looks up my call sign, he will find me. And apparently that's what they did. So it made for a rather interesting situation, one that I wasn't expecting. Back to you, Robbie.
I've got Dr. Rich, K2IRT Group. In this era of high security there, you have to be careful. And of course, everyone has to be cooperative. When I go over the border to Canada, I make sure I have the ham license and everything ready to go. Nowadays, they want the passport for everywhere you go now, so you got to bring your passport to Canada. So they're going to get suspicious there, especially when they see a vehicle or just someone running around with the radio. They want to know who it is there. And again, Rich, thanks for the condolences. You know, I really deeply appreciate that. Thank you very much. And welcome back to the good old U.S. of A. Okay, Rich, hold on. Let me go down the list. Andy's turn now. KF2WR, come on in.
2LTV checking in.
All right, KF2WR here. Just, I'm finding so much stuff here. Started looking for one object here in the hand stack. I'm ripping a place apart. I'm finding so much stuff. Bob said you got to this depot. I got a whole bunch of deep stuff here I want to get rid of. I just stay here at home. So I'm going to keep tearing things apart here, and I think there's a check in there. Back over to you, Bob. This is KF2WR.
Does it go too far, because my friend, the engineer from Car Equipment, may want to get that stuff for my Jeep that he bought for his son, so anything's possible, man. All right, with that, we got an LTV checking in. Come on in.
Good evening to all. This is N2LTV, Marcus in Southeast Queens. Okay, Lobby, nice to hear you back on the air. Glad to hear you. Just wanted to say good evening and check in. Got to get up and go to work. So I just wanted to let you know, guys know I'm listening, and this will be the only time I'm checking in.
Hey, Mark, it's great to hear from you there. You know, the door is always open. Anytime you want to check in, you're coming there. I think all of us are getting ready to batten down our hatches tonight. We're talking about biblical-sized floods over here in New York City. So it's going to be a combination of 3 to 5 inches of rain in a 24-hour period. I think I'm going to go out in the backyard and start building the ark. Go ahead.
Unfortunately, I'm going to have to deal with that, doing the double, going in tonight and working through tomorrow morning. So when you get up in the morning and hear about the floods, please just pray for me. Okay, I think I heard Andy, Rich, Val, Charlie. I want to say good evening to everybody, and you guys have a nice sleep. This is N2LTV Clear.
Hey, Marcus, you have a great one. Be safe tonight. And also during the daytime, just remember us in the subway. What we'll probably do is shut off the IRT Broadway line, the 1 and 9 line, and get the Venice Canal boats out. I'm waiting to do that one day. I said the day before I retire, if we ever have a good flood, I want to make it a point of getting an inflatable raft just going across the station, just to see the faces of the people there. Okay, Marcus, again, you have a great night, and be careful there. Let's give it up to KC2TEL, and come on in, Bob, make one.
That was a very interesting story about the guy who went to Israel, you know, the American embassy checking him out. Every now and then, if I'm walking around with my HT, I get a strange look from a police officer if he spots me. It's a very strange thing.
I can't tell you, Bob, if you ever saw a picture of my Jeep, the old one, the new one looks just like the old one, but I've got the Hustler Tri-Bander, the 20, 40, and 80-meter tri-plate on the back bumper. I got this humongous antenna on the front of the car. I always run the 2-meter 440 mag mount. And the looks I get when I go in the battery tunnel, like they're trying to think, what am I, a Martian or something, with all this stuff sticking out of the back of the car there. Again, all of us, we're into a very strange age, and we have to be ready to be questioned. So, hey, if the police stop us, maybe they'll learn something. Tell them we're part of the emergency services, too. All right, Bob, thank you very much. And, that was Rich out there, KA2, KB2, who just came back from Israel, Dad.
Roger that, yeah. That's pretty much all I have to say for tonight. I'm probably fine right now. But you have a very nice group. Maybe I'll check in the future. This is KC2TEL signing off.
Hey, Bob, well, you're more than welcome to be part of it. Matter of fact, if you look up K2IRT, Kilowatt 2, into your Romeo Tango, or as we like to say, irritable, run down, and tired, on QRZ, you have the story and the contact numbers there, and feel free to join us. Okay, we're clear with Bob, and now we'll get Steve again, KD2NX. Come on in, Steve, it's all yours.
Sounds good, Moby. Yeah, my allergies are killing me here. WA2AXZ with the K2IRT group from KD2NX Portable. Yeah, I tell you, it's interesting you mentioned about the high security levels. I'm out here walking around with my Motorola HD1000. Asked one of the local cops and just kind of looked at me, seeing me in uniform, just nodded his head and I waved and that was it. But anyway, plus the fact I drive a former Pennsylvania State police cruiser, that has a couple of antennas on it also. So people have a tendency to wonder who and what the heck I am, even though it's a little bit old now. It's 95 Caprice, but unfortunately, this is the way it is now. And you got nothing to hide. There's certainly no trouble on my end. That's for sure. I don't mind at all. Anyway, Lobie, I'm glad to see that you got the envelope okay. I'm glad, and hope things are calming down. And you may well let me know if you'll be in the office in the morning. I'll be
making my quick jaunt into Midtown, my usual Friday run. I'll give you a call, see if you're around. A lot better luck this week than situation on hand last week. So everybody have a good evening. It's getting close to quitting time here. It's almost 9 o'clock. And we'll catch everyone in here next week. Loki will give you a call tomorrow. W2AXC with the K2IRT group. This is K82NX. Good night, 17. God bless all.
K82NX, you got the K2IRT group. Yes, I will be up in the SO office tomorrow morning. And just keep an ear out for the rain, because if everything gets as wet as they keep on threatening on the news, it's going to be a very interesting day in the New York City subway, especially when the electricity meets the water. I'm sure we're going to make a lot of steam and a lot of hydrogen tomorrow. So we'll see what happens. Hey, Steve, you have a great night. Once again, thanks ever so much. And now we'll turn over to Val one last time. KB2, VEQ, come on in and make one, Val. It's all yours. KB2, VEQ, come on in and make one. You still with us?
KC2S, Charlie Sport with a late check-in.
Hey, come on in. Come on in and make one. You got W-A-2-A-X-Z for the K2-I-R-T group.
Yeah, Kilo Charlie 2 Sierra Yankee Hotel. Name is so just step off of a 1:06 p.m. train at Fresh Pond Road. Gonna head home now. This is it. I was hanging out with my friend KC2FCN over at on the one line over there by 242. Back over to you.
All right, Phil. Well, you're more than welcome there. It's been a long night for you, especially taking that M train to Fresh Pond, isn't it?
Yeah, copy. I just stepped off of it just now. Gonna head down the stairs and continue walking home. It's been a long ride. Finally made it home though. Not yet. Still got a lot of walking to do, but I'm almost home. I go over to you.
I know that area very well. And you know what I missed? I missed them tearing down my Niederstein. My row stuck from over there, but nothing lasts forever. They built an Arby's instead, guys.
Copy that. Welcome to the mezz right now. I'll be going downstairs.
All right, Phil. Be safe. Be careful going home, man. All right. Let's see what we have here. Let's just go to the top of the list for the 73 round. KC2DXM, it's all yours. Come on in and make the last one for the K2IRT group.
Very good, Moby. Thank you for, the opportunity to take a look for that rig. I will do what you said. I'll email you next week. You'd be interested to see what they're doing over here at Manhattan College. They have this huge crane that they came in, and they're doing a prefabricated parking garage with these immense pieces of preformed concrete. Everything goes together like a big tinker toy. And this crane was, tremendous. I mean, they had to bring it in on three separate trailers because it was too wide to fit on any road. I mean, the tracks came separate, the sensor unit, and all the boom equipment. I mean, it's absolutely huge. So it's interesting to see what they're doing over here at Manhattan College. Question. You said you bought that new Jeep. Were you eligible for that program that Chrysler Corporation is offering now with capping the fuel cost? I believe it was at $2.99 a gallon. And if so, is there any loopholes in that, what do you call it, arrangement that they're making? This is KC2, DXM.
WXN, WA2AXZ for the K2IRT group. No, I missed out on that. I picked up my Jeep 2 weeks ago before they had the program. And as I said, it's a nice little gimmick. But they have little things along the way, like rebates and things, in lieu of the $299. So I got a very good price for mine. I picked mine up in Manhattan Jeep on 11th Avenue, Midtown. And a good group of guys over there. And I'm very happy with it, with one exception. I've been driving the Jeep for 10 years now, and you're used to the way the old machine used to work. And these new ones have so much power. Power everything. Even the clutch is power. And where you're used to a certain pressure when you shift the gears, this one is so smooth and quiet, sometimes you miss, you stall the darn thing out. So I just have to get used to it. And I'm going to have a chance to do plenty of shifting and riding when I drive with the new pop-up camper out to Dayton. Go ahead.
Looks like you're going to have a wonderful time. I bought a trailer a while back. I have a travel trailer, a 21-foot travel trailer. But that would be an expensive endeavor because really about the only thing you really should tow that with would be either a full-size SUV or a pickup truck. And it would cost you a fortune. I mean, the mileage on my pickup took a real nosedive when I towed it from Port Jervis over to Newburgh. So, I mean, if you wanted to, you know, make a big outing, that's one thing. But I bought a small utility trailer, a single axle 6x12 enclosed utility trailer, which has a ramp in the back and a side door. You could stand inside of it. It has a vent up on top, you know, to let out any excess heat. And maybe next year, if things go better as far as my situation, I may see if I can take a ride out to a Dayton, and I would take that trailer. And I wouldn't be ashamed to use that, you know, just to talk my carcass into sleep at night. And then if anything that was bought was, you know, along the lines that was bigger, I'd go with a group of a few people. There are plenty of room to carry it back. KC2DXM.
If you head out to Dayton with the camper, we have a campground, the KOA campground in Dayton that we stay at. I've been there for a couple of years now, and it's a beautiful campground. Quite a few of the gang from the 1721 and the 72-2 go out there. And we have parties galore. Matter of fact, we're all ready for a grand set of parties. We're getting out there. Well, I'm going to be there Wednesday morning. Wednesday night, they're having a party at the KOA campground. Thursday night, the groups that we belong to on 160 and 40 meters, we're getting together at the Holiday Inn North in Dayton, Ohio, for just an informal area. We're going to sit and have something to eat. They got a nice bar and grill area there, and we usually get about 50 to 60 people in that area there. On Friday night, back at the KOA campground, they have a pavilion that has beautiful tables and chairs. It's got the barbecue. Everything is set up for a large group. And believe you me, we have a large group. Everybody sits down, gets together, a couple of hundred hams at a time. And we get together. We do 50-50 drawings. Ham radio is meant to be fun. You can sit and talk all day, but you know, the purpose of the ham radio is to meet and greet and enjoy.
Agree with you. Like I said, hopefully there'll be enough people that have the thoughts like you just mentioned to keep things going. Because over the past 10 years that I've been a ham, I've seen the ham fest shrinking. You have people at Hamfest selling food and candles and stuff like that instead of what normally was done years ago. You know, everything was strictly ham radio related stuff. I mean, as far as finding parts and stuff today, I mean, I picked up a roller inductor and a variable air variable capacitor. But you know, you look at these Hamfests that they have, unless you go to one of the real big ones, you know, finding stuff like that is not as easy as it once was.
everybody, like Charlie was saying, is dealing on eBay, and that, you know, cuts back on what people are willing to cart off to these get-togethers where they can actually have real human contact. KC2DXM.
Right. We're going to find out how good it is this year, and definitely I'll make a full report with photographs and video and everything when I finally get out there. Hey, have a great night, and we're going to catch you again next week. Again, next week I'm going to be over at Dayton, so if one of the other guys from K2IRC wants to pick up on Thursday night, I'd appreciate it. Charlie, over to you for the finals, WB2, YZX.
Good, and thanks for the weather report. I hope they're wrong. I know last weekend they were wrong, the way they were talking. It was going to be a deluge, but that never happened. Turned out to be a pretty nice weekend, so I'm hoping for the same. And on that note, that's enough out of me. Good night, everybody, and look forward to next week. So, 7-3 for me. WB2YZX will be clear.
Hi, Charlie. Have a great night. We'll probably catch you on the email tomorrow if anything interesting comes by. And with that, we'll finalize things with KS2WR Andy and his antenna on the grill. Come on in, Andy.
All right, KS2WR with Richard Jersey here. 7-3, everybody. And, Bob, I hope we're not such a bomb that's going to get a rain. Going awfully wrong awfully quickly, but I'm sure we'll weather it, and if anything goes wrong, we'll be in touch. Okay, up to our 7-3, everybody.
All right, before I close it in, does anyone else have anything to say before we put a lid on it for tonight? Come on into the K2IRC group.
KA2KGQ.
Rich, it's all yours.
Okay, before I sign off, I will make one comment. What I was mentioning before about the running with a couple of chairs of the American Embassy in Tel Aviv. You're right, let's be careful, you know, with security and everything. But here's what I'd have to call the ironic part. You know, I went to the bus station in Jerusalem, Tel Aviv, you know, where they had security. Had no problems with the two radios at all. I even stopped off at the museum, I don't know, maybe a half a mile away from the American Embassy, where I just had to drop off the bag that I had, but the guard there didn't even ask me about my radio, which was on my belt at the time. And so it was interesting to me that, you know, all the places that I was running into a problem near the American Embassy, only because there are no signs of filming, you can't transmit or anything in that area. So it was a very interesting experience. But in the future, when I'm on the waterfront in Tel Aviv, I'm definitely going to stay as far away from the embassy as I can, because I really don't want to have a repeat performance of what happened. But I survived, no problem. Okay, so I'm going to say you will be take care of me and enjoy this. And now that I'm back, and also that my mother is back, I feel I'm going to get on the air on Thursday night, because I haven't been able to do this about the last 2 months. So take care, and 7-3-6-3-8-2-2-2 out there.
Oh boy, ABT you pick.
Hi, Rich. I got that. You have to forgive me there. I was reaching for the mic and the thing popped out. I had the damn thing screwing all the way there. So, Rich, it's great here. And again, to you and your mom there, tell her thank you very much for all the kind words there. And like everything else, life goes on. All right, with that, puts another end to a great K2IRT group, again, New York City Transit Amateur Radio Group, K2IRT meets on frequency through the kindness of the repeater operators, ROW and the like, and we want to thank them very much for allowing us to use the frequency. If anyone wants any information about K2IRT, just check out K2IRT on QRZ.com. And you got contact numbers and a little bit of the history of the group there. Again, my name is Bob, Whiskey Alpha 2, Alpha X-Ray Zulu. And I'm going to turn the repeater back over to the repeater users. And again, heartfelt thanks for everybody for all your kind words. Got WA2A Exio.
Oh, I guess that means I can't check in. Okay, no problem. ABT, you pick.
You can check in. The gang is still here a little bit.
I'm sorry, Bob. I tried to get in a couple of times there before, but I was on the move, and when you're on the move, you're not always in the right spot at the right time when the situation exists. I'd just like to throw my call sign across and be a check-in party or whatever you want to call it. The call sign is Alpha Bravo 2 Uniform Papa. My name is John, and I'm located here in Brooklyn.
Very good, Alpha Bravo 2 Uniform Papa. John, you got Bob over here. I'm on Brooklyn, very close to King's Plaza on Flatbush Avenue here. And, yeah, we just finished up a great setup here. You're right about that, because there are some areas where the repeater doesn't hit or you don't get a clear signal, and it's a little rough checking in. But, you know, the door is always open to you guys.
Okay, Bob, very good. Well, I don't want to tie up the frequency any more than it's 10 for the net. You're not too far from me. You're just a hop, skip, and a jump. I'm over here by Kings County Hospital, and it's working on a handy talkie. We could probably do simplex, though I don't want to try right now. Anyhow, it's been nice chatting with you, Bob, and hopefully another time I'll be able to catch somebody out here for a couple of questions. Of course, I've got to formulate them first. Right now, I don't have them formulated. But anyhow, nice being able to chat with you this brief moment in time. 7-3, ABT, you pick.
All right. Again, if you want to contact us, check out the K2IRT on QRZ there, and feel free to email us. And you can always find me at nighttime on 160 meters on 1871. 1871, you got a good group up there. And during the day, we have a 40-meter group, the 7272 Rancho group. And if you have those capabilities, feel free to come on in and be part of the fun. All right, guys, I'm going to pack it in for the night. I think with this rain coming, we're going to have a busy day tomorrow, so I'm going to make it a short one on 160. Guys, have a great one from WA2AXZ and the K2IRT group.